Baugh, Jerry Thornton, and Susan Schoenfeld of our infectious disease epidemiology program. In Vermont, we have 625,000 people, and there's a centralized public health department with 12 local health offices. At the central office, infectious disease epidemiology and vaccine preventable disease surveillance staff share the same office space. Vaccine preventable disease reports are investigated by PHNs at the local district offices. These reports are reviewed centrally at the central office by epidemiology staff prior to submission to the CDC. Since 2005, Vermont's been using the NEDS FACE system, along with the 16 other states now. When our state epidemiologist and the immunization chief read the 2010 report from NCIRD, they had concerns with some Vermont indicator scores. And you'll see the slide shows problems with the pertussis report. There were a lot of zeros that surprised and puzzled the staff when they were reviewing the report, because our impression from reviewing the information that's submitted locally is that vaccine information is almost always available. And in an attempt to understand this, the 2008 and 2009 cases were reviewed in detail. In order to have complete vaccine history for pertussis cases, answers must be entered for all of the listed questions. And missing just one of these results in the vaccine history being incomplete. Vermont records almost always have all information except the manufacturer data, but it results in a zero on the indicators report. It's not possible, as Sandy mentioned before, for us to enter correct answers into NBS sometimes. The vaccines Vermont supplies aren't on the drop-down list. They can't be entered even when we know that the patient received the vaccine. The NETS has options for vaccine types such as other, unknown, Pentacell, Pediarix, Hep B, Kinrix, but these are not options in NBS, and thus it appears we have incomplete data. This slide illustrates the comments, but not all of the vaccine choices or options that I just mentioned. But the highlighted vaccines are the ones provided by the Vermont Immunization Program. They're not listed on the NBS drop-down, but NCIRD receives data that shows these as an option through NETS. We also observed that if a person was not vaccinated, we didn't have the option to say that they were born outside of the U.S., that they were never offered vaccine, that the parent reported disease or forgot to vaccinate, underage, philosophical objections, etc. These options are in NBS, but they're not in NETS. There appear to be mapping and electronic communication problems, as Sandy mentioned, because non-NETS data from NBS is not received by NCIRD through that NBS OSLS system. Often, the manufacturer data is not readily available during the case investigations for pertussis. There is a space to enter that data, but there's no choice in the drop-down list. We would have to build our own, and it's unclear whether or not the Pentacill or the Kinrix would transmit correctly. and we don't know if information is getting to the national database, but our indicators report says certainly that some are not, so we've gotten that feedback through the report. With H flu, we have concern with those numbers as well, and we looked at 2008 and 2009 closely. In 2009, the Vermont Surveillance Indicator Report said Vermont provided serotyping information for 60% of our cases, which would be 3 out of 5 cases. In fact, we entered serotyping information for 4 cases, so the report should have shown 80%. And the non-B report did not transmit into NETs. So that was an issue for us. We believed that the percentage should be should not be zero. The surveillance indicator report said there were no vaccine histories given for the 5 2009 cases of H flu. We tried to figure out what happened, and we identified 2 different types of problems. One was that Vermont had vaccine history for all 5 cases, but the NBS question was, did the patient receive Hib vaccine? And that only appears if the isolate type is B or unknown. But in 2009, 2 were untypable, 2 were non-B, and 1 was not tested. So it wasn't possible to answer the question for those 4. And the type B case, the child had been vaccinated, and we did have complete immunization history in NBS, but this seems the data was not transmitted. So we know in Vermont that the case histories and the NBS data entry is carefully reviewed. And as Sandy mentioned, there were conference calls to discuss the problems that were identified. And we're reminding public health nurses of importance of completion of the information through the investigation and the data entry into NBS. Mm-hmm. As well as certainly taking a closer look at reviewing the report that comes back from CDC at the Epidemiology Central Office. So in terms of resolving the problems, we want to be sure that we're aware of what isn't translating and what the issues are between NBS to NETS data issues. Where what we don't know if manufacturer is a component, should be a component of complete vaccine history. And we're appreciative that the report gave us feedback of what data wasn't going through, even though we had submitted it through the system. So, nationally, we see that the challenges are somewhat interfering with the actual report that we're trying to submit. And at the state level, we're finding that it's difficult to use the feedback report to identify some actions that are related to our surveillance process. And of course, there were people who were quite upset to see zeros because it didn't reflect the work that was done and the data that was submitted. So we're happy to have this opportunity to